Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's Friday, December 5th. Coming up, Hardy's Reindeer Ranch opened 30 years ago in Rantoul. And today, 20 reindeer live at Hardy's, which recently represented Illinois on Good Morning America's America the Beautiful, 50 States in 50 Weeks. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers decide in a few weeks whether people in prison will get physical mail again. IPM's Emily Hayes reports.
The Illinois Department of Corrections has adopted a temporary policy to scan all mail and send digital versions to incarcerated people. Annette Douglas coordinates holiday card writing campaigns to incarcerated people through the Education Justice Project at the University of Illinois. She says physical mail is precious in prison.
So watching family members come home with their mail, talking about their mail and the letters and the cards and the pictures, I saw them bringing bags of it home. So it's something that, you know, they kept and it meant something to them.
The Maine Corrections Officer Union pushed for the policy, saying drugs were being smuggled in through the mail. I'm Emily Hayes.
Scientists are keeping an eye on a new plant species found in northwest Illinois. The Asian copperleaf is native to Russia and East Asia. It's been identified in Stevenson County. Catherine Seabrook is an educator with the University of Illinois Extension.
This is the first instance of it being found in the state of Illinois, so definitely a hot topic. It has been found, the first instance of it being found in the United States was in 1990 in New York, actually, in New York City. And then from there, it was first found again in 2016 in the state of Iowa.
Currently, USDA classifies Asian copperleaf as non-native rather than invasive, pending further data on its environmental impact. Researchers at both Iowa State and the University of Illinois are launching field studies to determine seed production rates and potential resistance to herbicides. An interstellar object passing through our solar system has become the subject of alien speculation. IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reitz spoke with astronomers about how they balance science with speculation in the search for extraterrestrial life.
Leslie Looney is an astronomy professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says he thinks aliens are out there.
The galaxy is huge, 100 to 400 billion other stars. That's a lot of possibilities out there for life.
But he doesn't suspect that alien life is on the interstellar comet known as 3I Atlas.
Acting just like a piece of rock and ice would.
So how do scientists who focus on finding life beyond our planet do so in a scientific way? Sophia Shake works at the SETI Institute, a nonprofit devoted to studying the origins and prevalence of life in the universe. Shake searches for radio signals that could indicate the existence of technology in other parts of the universe.
Most of our progress has honestly happened in like the last 5 years, because computers and telescopes are getting so much better over time that we're just able to search so many more frequencies and so many more parts of space.
She hasn't found aliens yet, but the search continues, with emphasis on science over baseless speculation. I'm Adrian Reitz, IPM News.
A group of students and community members at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is pushing for the school to adopt a new official mascot, the Belted Kingfisher. U of I retired its last mascot, Chief Alinowick, in 2007 under criticism that it was hostile to indigenous communities. Claudia Babel is with the King's Guard, a student group advocating for the Kingfisher. The organization has a mascot suit that appears at games and other events, and she says people have been enthusiastic about the bird.
That's something that's been missing from the school for over 2 decades now, and people love to see something that could unify students that isn't a symbol that is controversial, that is hateful in any way.
Students and faculty members have taken unofficial votes to support adopting the Kingfisher as the mascot. The King's Guard says it has also received support from various indigenous communities. A U of I spokesperson says if the university adopts a symbol or mascot in the future, it would have to reflect the school's values while celebrating athletes and its mission. U of I's previous chancellor, Robert Jones, created a plan to expand outreach to indigenous communities. Still to come, Hardy's Reindeer Ranch opened 30 years ago in Rantoul, and today 20 reindeer live at Hardy's, which recently represented Illinois on Good Morning America's America the Beautiful 50 States in 50 Weeks. That story is coming up on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 29 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 32 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow and a low of 23 degrees, with a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, cloudy with light snow and a high of 30 degrees, light snow accumulation of around 1 inch possible, with a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the penny is history, and retailers across the country are trying to figure out how to adapt. Meanwhile, a settlement between credit card companies and merchants could mean new fees or even decline cards at the checkout. We'll talk about what it all means for the way we pay. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Hardy's Reindeer Ranch, located in Rantoul, started in 1995 with just two reindeer to help Julie and Mark Hardy sell Christmas trees. Today, 20 reindeer live at Hardy's, which recently represented Illinois on Good Morning America's America the Beautiful, 50 States in 50 Weeks. Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield spoke with Julie Hardy about the monumental celebration and representing Illinois.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
And if you live in central Illinois, you may know Hardy's Reindeer Ranch. Located in Rantoul, Hardy's is celebrating its 30th anniversary and recently was featured on Good Morning America, representing Illinois on GMA's America the Beautiful 50 States in 50 Weeks. I spoke with Julie Hardy, who owns Hardy's Reindeer Ranch with her husband Mark, about this monumental anniversary and representing Illinois on Good Morning America.
Here we are in central Illinois. You have 20 reindeer and thousands of people come out.
People are so amazed, and I think it's really quite a magical experience.
How did that even come about? What was it like to be nationally recognized like that?
It was like certainly an honor beyond belief, but it was only about 2 weeks prior that I had received an email from GMA, and I thought, well, this isn't, what's this? Didn't even think it was a real thing, and once I was spent time on the phone with producers in New York, and the more I talk about my reindeer, the more excited I get. And so actually it was easily to get them excited about reindeer. I said, you've got to come and see them. And anyway, the crew that worked here with Good Morning America was just delightful to work with. And they were giggling and almost giddy excited seeing the reindeer themselves. So it was a fun crew and just an amazing, amazing event in our lives.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. Do you have a favorite part of having a reindeer ranch or a favorite time of year?
The favorite part of it, and this happens not only at Christmas time, but all the time, when a visitor, we bring a lot of senior tour buses in, some people think reindeer are fictional. They think they're like Santa Claus. They think, oh, I've got reindeer in my backyard. And I get the opportunity to educate them about the animals. More so, it's just not the education, it's the magic that the reindeer do. And that I will never, ever quit being delighted at that. Especially someone who might be a little bit on the grinchy side, saying, I don't want to kiss a reindeer. And it's like, then they're raising their hand, begging for more cookies because they enjoy it so much. And I think it's the magic that the reindeer do. People don't expect them to be so delightful and wonderful.
Yeah. Have any of your reindeer been featured in any movies or films or any famous reindeer that you have?
Jingle Bells was in a movie. We had a movie crew up in Chicago that the movie didn't do as well as I'd like. But she did get to star in a movie. We've had a lot of different things. We have Illinois Lottery that came out and filmed a commercial here with our reindeer once. A lot of associated press stories with media. So yeah, it's been a lot of media over the years, but Good Morning America was just one of the most delightful things I've got to do.
How do you think that Hardee's Reindeer Ranch has impacted the community surrounding Rantoul, you know, in the middle of Illinois, reindeer?
Well, maybe sometimes I take my job and what I do for granted. I just, you know, get up every day and look at what I have to do for the day and do my reindeer chores, but handle the crowds that come out here. But and it's more so just the story that my customers will tell me about the generations that they've been here and all, you know. And it does. It just, you know, enough to bring how much people will share how much that we've meant to them. And it it blesses my heart. But it just, you know, we're so happy we can provide a phenomenal service in Central Illinois and Rantoul especially. We have a great community that's behind us.
Julie, 30th anniversary. Is there anything special other than Good Morning America that is being done to celebrate 30 years? Did you ever think you would get to this anniversary?
It seems like I don't know where all the time went, for sure. Just a monumental achievement for us. And for right now, we just want to celebrate the 2025 season and look forward to seeing more visitors next year.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let
poor. You can find a link to this segment on Good Morning America at ipmnewsroom.org.
This is their time to shine. Their time to really start having fun.
Now,
yes.
You taught me a very special trick. We practiced this, and we think it's going to go well. And they are very, very friendly, and it's a reindeer kiss, so I'm going to do it.
And for more information about Hardee's Reindeer Ranch, visit reindeerranch.com.
As they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
And that's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Adrian Reitz, Todd Gleason, Kimberly Schofield, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. I'm Reginald Hardwick, News and Public Affairs Director at Illinois Public Media. 217 Today is a production of IPM. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you again on Monday.